Zondervan presents The Rage Against God, How Atheism Led Me to Faith by Peter Hitchens, read by the author.
The epigraph for the whole book comes from the 38th chapter of the book of Job. Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee. And answer thou me, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? The Introduction. The epigraph is from the 74th Psalm. Thine adversaries roar in the midst of thy congregations. Only one thing comforts me when I look back at the carnival of adolescent petulance, ingratitude, cruelty, and insensitivity that was my godless period. I was at least not doing it to fit in with the spirit of the age. I held all my radical positions when they were not yet fashionable, and it was necessary to be quite determined, or perhaps just arrogant, to hold them. I got myself disliked and disapproved of by the very kinds of people who nowadays would be orthodox supporters of diversity and secularism, precisely because they are orthodox. I did what everyone else of my generation was not yet doing. Alas, I still am doing what everyone else in my generation is not yet doing. When I'm in church in England now, I noticed that it is people of around my age, I was born in 1951, who are mostly absent. There are plenty who are older than 70 or younger than 40, but very few in between. In the United States, I suspect that a great defection of the same kind is now underway in the college generation. And that those now